And now I plant vegetables into the stump of a shikma. A shikma is a wild fig tree, and this would be grafting a vegetable onto a tree. And we said in the previous mission it is forbidden to graft a vegetable into a tree. You can't graft a pigam, a wild herb, onto a keta levana. This is an ilan shel besamim, a nice smelling tree, because this is grafting a vegetable onto a tree. The pigam is a type of vegetable, while keta levana is a type of tree, and therefore you can't graft the pigam onto the keta levana. Can't plant a branch of a fig tree into the chatzah in order that it should cool it off. The chatzah, the type of vegetable that the roots go very deep into the ground. And this is the type of vegetable that Yeshua used to mark off the portion of the land when Klai Yisrael took their portion, Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yehoshua. Now the chatzah is very, very hot, and sometimes somebody would plant the branch of a fig tree into the chatzah in order to cool it off. And this is forbidden, as this is grafting a tree onto a vegetable, which is forbidden, even though you're only doing it to cool off the chatzah. Doesn't make a difference, it's still usher. In Teichvin's Marish of Gafin Latocha Abatia, Shetei Zarakis Meimel Latocha, Vipneshu Elon Beyer. You can't insert a grapevine into a melon so that the melon will spritz some of its water into the grapevine, as the melon is full of water, and it will water the grapevine. It's forbidden, because that is grafting a tree into a vegetable. Yeah, the grapevine is part of a tree, and the melon is a vegetable, and you can't graft one into the other, even though you're only doing it in order to water the grapevine. You can't put the seed of a gourd into a halamet, in order that the halamet will protect the seed of the gourd. The halamet is a type of wild plant that has a moist stem. When you put the seed of the gourd into the halamet, that protects the seed, and that way the seed will take root, and a gourd will grow from it. You're not allowed to do that because it's grafting a vegetable into a vegetable, as both the dalat and the halamet are a vegetable, and as we said in the previous mission, you can't graft one vegetable into another vegetable. So, client pack, off mission attack, the time may laugh as we turn it, talk of that gap. Somebody who stored a bundle of turnips or a bundle of radishes underneath a grapevine. You're not putting the radishes or the turnips in the ground to plant them. As you wrap them in a bundle, then you put them in the ground. They're in the ground only to store them. And how you mix that all in Megula, because some of the leaves, the turnips or the radishes, were sticking out of the ground. Ain't a choshesh, lo mishum klayim, v'lo mishum shviyat, v'lo mishum maisrit. There's no concern of the iser klayim over here, even though normally you can't plant vegetables. That's to a grapevine, but in this case, you didn't put them in the ground to plant them, only to store them. Because when you plant them, you don't wrap them in a bundle. And in this case, you wrap them in a bundle, and then you put them in the ground. So there is no iser klayim. Nor would there be an iser of planting on shviyas, if you're not allowed to plant on shviyas. But in this case, you're putting it in the ground to store them, you're allowed to put them in the ground even on shviyas. And there's no chiv of miser. If the bundle of turnips or radishes expand a little bit in the ground, and that happens sometimes when you put it in the ground, it increases. You don't have to take off miser from the increase, since you didn't have a mind that it should grow there. You only put it there to store there. And you can pull it out of the ground on Shabbat. As the Mishnah has said, part of it is sticking out of the ground. Now, the reason why the Mishnah says part of it is sticking out of the ground is not to tell you that if it wasn't sticking out of the ground, there would be an Iser Klayim or an Iser Shviyas where you would have to take off Maisrus. As far as Shviyas, Klayim, and Maisrus are concerned, since you put it in the ground to store there and not to plant it, it wouldn't make a difference whether part of it was sticking out of the ground or not. Instead, the reason why the Mishnah says part of it is sticking out of the ground is because the Mishnah wants to say you're allowed to pull it out of the ground on Shabbat. Now, if part of it wasn't sticking out of the ground, you wouldn't be allowed to pull it out of the ground on Shabbat. As you would have to dig it up, take it out of the ground, and you're not allowed to do that on Shabbat. But if part of it is sticking out of the ground, since you don't have to dig into the ground to pull it out, you can just grab the part that's sticking out of the ground. In such a case, you would be allowed to pull it out of the ground on Shabbat. Even though you're not allowed to pull out of the ground something that's growing from the ground on Shabbat, but in this case, not growing from the ground. And you didn't plant it there either, you're just storing it in the ground. So since part of it is sticking out, you can grab that part that's sticking out and pull it out of the ground on Shabbos, even though in the process of pulling it out of the ground on Shabbos, some of the dirt will be moved from its place, and dirt is muksa, this is mutter, and this is called tilto min atzad v'tzorach dabraham mutter. You are indirectly causing something that's muksa to be moved for the purpose of taking something that's not muksa. And you're not directly moving the ground with your hands. Instead, you're taking the lefes or the tznonos out of the ground, and by virtue of taking it out of the ground, the dirt is being moved. That's called tilto min atzad, an indirect movement of the muksa. And since your purpose is for something that's not muksa, the lefes or the tznonos, is not muksa, and that's what you need, you're allowed to go ahead and pull it out of the ground, even though you're causing something that's muksa to be moved in an indirect way. Somebody who plants a wheat seed and a barley seed together in the ground, this would be klein. That is the isser of klein's romp, to plant two different types in the ground together. Rabbi Huda Omer ain't a klein, at you who shnei chitim usora, ochita usateisa ora, ochita usora upusem. Rabbi Huda said that would not be klein, to plant one wheat seed. One barley seed in the ground together would not be klein. According to Rabbi Huda, you have to plant three seeds together for it to be klein. And even though you only need two types of seed for it to be klein, you need three seeds altogether. So therefore, the Isser klein would only be in such a case if you have two wheat seeds and one barley seed, or one wheat seed and two barley seeds, or one wheat, one barley, and one spelt seed. In those cases, there would be an Isser of klein.